Good Friday morning, everybody. Welcome on into our Freight Waves Now community spotlight. It's Friday, so we get to check in with the coolest community in freight. Mary O'Connell is joining us here to chat about running on ice. Mary, today we're talking about a different kind of lab and maybe some hot competition in the refrigerated space. Talk to us about your show.
So this week we take a little bit of a different approach. So, we've talked about cold storage warehouses in the past and different ultra cold things that various pharmaceutical companies or other labs will have around. But this time we're getting into the lab freezer challenge. And what that is basically is My Green Lab has put on this international freezer challenge. It's open to any lab in the country or in the world. They have labs from about like 1,000 labs all over the place. And it's anything from a food and beverage lab, whether it's like our like research and development, something like that, to an academic lab, to a pharmaceutical lab. Basically, if you have a lab anywhere that has cold storage, you're eligible to participate in this competition. And the goal of this competition is to reduce the amount of energy and consumption that happens in these labs when it comes to, energy consumption. It's a great way to reduce your carbon footprint, and it's super easy. It's basically free to join, and it's just a nice, friendly competition between everyone in various labs.
I love this because I think that sometimes, and this is not a dig at our scientific community, but that sometimes when you're talking about doing research, you lose a little bit of a scope and you think, okay, you know what? Like, I'm the most important person in the world. What we are doing is like the most important thing. But there is always room to beef up these sustainability initiatives or maybe look just a little bit broader scope and think about ways that you can improve your carbon footprint and ways you can make things a little bit more efficient. And oftentimes it's fun to do things like this, right? So talk to us a little bit about the idea behind this challenge and kind of why it came to fruition.
Yeah, so basically it kind of started because there was, there's a push obviously across everyone that wants to reduce the amount of energy consumption, and also, the ultra cold or the freezer or cold storage units in these environments, they are the really, really expensive ones. And, academia is not known for having a bunch of excess money laying around, neither is most research and development teams. So anything you can do to preserve the life of these freezers or these units is great. And whether that's something from, inventory management to making sure you don't have samples from 5 years ago from someone that doesn't even work at the company anymore, and it's not critical to any research that you have, it's just sitting there chilling, literally chilling. And then also making sure that, you are cleaning these units, whether it's scraping the frost off, having to do a full defrost, which nobody really wants to do, or even just kind of cleaning some of the external things. Like, we're all supposed to pull our refrigerator out and vacuum or dust behind it, but like we'd probably only do it when our refrigerator breaks. So that kind of thing, it's just kind of a good reminder that, hey, every year we need to be doing it, because the more oftentimes that we do it, the better that it's going to be on electricity, the easier it's going to be on even certain HVAC units, depending on the type of system that we have. So it's really just an easy way to kind of say, hey, this is a good way for you to reduce your carbon footprint. And it's completely free, and add a healthy competition in there too.
That's my subtle reminder to change my air filters in my house and also to vacuum behind and underneath my refrigerator. I'm feeling a little bit called out there. So obviously this freezer challenge is something that is being promoted and being marketed to these lab settings, R&D settings, as you mentioned. But what about some of our cold chain warehouses? Do we think that the warehouse storage space, even if it's these kind of maybe smaller like freezer segments inside regular warehouses, that they could maybe see a benefit of taking on an initiative like this as well, just to maybe reduce some costs and make sure that inefficiencies are getting cleaned up?
Oh, absolutely. So that's one of their kind of expansion plans, because, right now they're just kind of working with what they have. But that being said, there's nothing stopping. Like if you go to their website, you can find a whole way to get involved. There's a different checklist. And, if you're participating, the more things you accomplish, the more points you get, and more points, obviously you win. But if that being said, if this is something that you want to do, then there's nothing stopping you. If you can't join the lab freezer challenge, start your own. compete against, have some of your, if you're a cold chain supplier and you have, I don't know, maybe 7 different warehouses in your network, go ahead and put them against each other. See who can reduce the amount, see who can reduce their energy consumption by the most. And really all you have to do is, like, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain, whether that's, you know, maybe finally installing some predictive maintenance into your warehouse facilities, whether it's, you know, having sensor lights or adding more insulation to your building, whatever the case is, there's many, many different things that you can do. And that's even just, you know, calling a tune-up to make sure that you have that set up, like the same way that we probably have. The same way that, you know, you have someone come look at your air conditioner in the spring and look at your furnace in the fall, you got to do that even with your regular, even with your cold storage stuff. You got to have that regular maintenance as part of it, because otherwise it's just going to, it's going to wear out faster. It's going to be more costly to replace, and it's going to be more of a drain on your electricity.
So you say the word challenge and everybody automatically thinks, okay, prize or reward. Is there a prize or reward at the end of this other than just a job well done, knowing that you are, one, saving costs, and two, helping reduce your carbon footprint?
I mean, look, the prize last year was the all of the labs participating ended up reducing something like 14,000 million tons of CO2. Wow. So just, you know, a casual little amount. But realistically, they're actually with the freezer challenge, there is a real prize. Everybody gets bragging rights. There's articles about it. You get to flex on everybody as to why you're better and you did better than them. There's actually some pretty strong rivalries within the program. So it's really fun to kind of see how that evolves. And they even have it broken down like by individual segment. So there's, like, you know, the food and beverage people pitting against each other, the academia, the pharma, everyone's against each other. And they do also kind of gauge it by how big your lab is, because you don't want a lab that's got like 100 people going up against a lab that's got like 5. So they do have it segmented out. But yeah, there is a prize and bragging rights. And, you know, it's really, really fun, because who doesn't like a good challenge?
I know. And I love it, especially if there's a winning and bragging rights at the end of the road. For people who want to learn a little bit more about the challenge, obviously they can do that in today's episode of Running on Ice. Where can they go to find that episode and then maybe find even a little bit more information about the freezer challenge?
Yeah. So if you want to watch today's episode, we get into the nitty gritty, and you can watch that. Just keep watching Freight Waves YouTube right here on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. Make sure you get the notification bell so you don't miss anything. And that episode will come out at 2 o'clock today. And then the newsletter will come out today at 2 o'clock as well. But if you want more information on the freezer challenge, you can just go to freezerchallenge.org, and there's fact sheets and how to get involved and everything like that.
All right, Mary, thanks for that. We will see you later on today on Running on Ice.
Thank you, guys.